This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to give you the latest on what's going on with Hurricane Florence. But before we do, we're coming up on Constitution Day. Are you guys celebrating Constitution Day? It's on the 17th. Pretty cool. I think I'm going to celebrate it. I just feel like I need to celebrate our Constitution more and more these days, because I don't think people really know a lot about our Constitution. And that's okay. I'm going to give us a quiz. We'll do a little quiz, and don't feel bad. I think a lot of us who are very pro-Constitution and pro-America, we feel guilty about our lack of constitutional knowledge. And I think it's because I had Constitution, I think senior year high school. And what was going on my senior year high school, I don't know, it was a lot of 80s. It was like at the end of the 80s. I graduated in 89. Even though I tell everybody I'm in my 20s, I'm a little older than that, as you could tell. So I remember the third Raiders of the Lost Ark movie was coming out. The one with Sean Connery. I forget. That's not the Crystal Skull. It was the... there was Raiders of the Lost Ark. Then there was the Tomb one. And then there was... Why can't I remember the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie names? Well, it was the third one. I thought it was really, really good. I thought the third one was good. Okay. I don't know. Boy, see? Now, that's why I don't remember the Constitution. That's why I don't remember parts of the Constitution. But anyway, apparently, the Constitution Day, it's been around for decades. 1939, a New York City news tycoon named William Randolph Hearst suggested the creation of a holiday to celebrate American citizenship. This is being reported by ConstitutionFacts.com. Not only did Hearst have a wide readership of his daily newspapers, so he would be the equivalent of one of us bloggers, but he had significant political connections. So I guess he was a real well-connected blogger. And by 1940, Congress designated the third Sunday in May as I Am an American Day. President Harry Truman presented the resolution, and he set aside this date in honor of American people. And then the holiday gained support through the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service. In 1944, Hearst sponsored a film entitled I Am an American. It was featured in American theaters. And again, in 1944, we were still in the midst of the war, so that was interesting. That obviously became an immediate hit. And then within 5 years, the governors of existing 48 states had issued state proclamations in agreement with the national holiday. Fantastic. They did that for National Blood Donation Day. So, woohoo! I tell you, I love seeing governors combine and join forces despite their political leanings. So that's great. So then, an Ohio resident named Olga Weber, she was from Louisville, Ohio, and in 1952, she petitioned the leaders of the municipality to change the date to correspond with the anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. Once they agreed to it, she took a request to the state, and then in 1953, she went to Congress, and both Senate and House of Representatives approved her request. The original resolution was overturned, and a new law took its place. And Dwight D. Eisenhower signed it, I Am an American Day. Observation became Citizenship Day and moved to September 17th. So technically, Louisville, Ohio is the first city in the United States to celebrate Citizenship Day. And that's September 17th, 1952. So very, very cool. And then Louise Lee, she was the one that inspired a love of Constitution. And in 1997, she founded a nonprofit organization called Constitution Day, Inc. And through her efforts, it became a national holiday alongside Citizenship Day. So September 17th. All right, so let's kind of get our knowledge up. Here's a quiz from constitutionfacts.com. What was our country's first constitution called? Was it called the Articles of Confederation, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Paper, or the Emancipation Proclamation? It was called the Articles of, It was the first one. That's the one I hit. Okay? It was the Articles of Confederation. In fact, let me do this. Let me hit a wrong answer so I can give you guys the scoop. The Articles of Confederation was in effect from 1781 to 1789. It was based on the concept of a weak central government because of the experience we had under the strong influence of Great Britain. The Constitution was our first written plan of government. Very cool. Based on opposition to a strong central government, strong executive taxation, and the power to control trade. They sounded Republican back then, if you ask me. All right, next. Laws for the United States are made by who? The President, the Senate, Congress, or the Supreme Court? It's Congress. All right, and that's in Article 1, Section 1. All right, so Congress gets to do that. The longest possible time a person can now serve as president, is it 4 years? 8 years, 10 years, or 12 years? Well, the answer is 10, because remember with FDR, based on Amendment 22 of the Constitution, no person can be elected to the office of president more than twice or serve more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president. So the total length of time then would be 10 years. A man accused of a crime in court has a right to hear the witness against him, be tried wherever he wants, have a judge he wants, or change courts. Now, he's allowed to have a witness or hear the witness against him. Now, I think things have changed because now a lot of people are guilty until proven innocent, depending on what the charge is. But technically, he is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and he is supposed to be able to hear the witnesses against him. They say in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed. All right, invoking the Fifth Amendment means an accused man refuses to testify against himself, refuses to be tried again, demands a grand jury, wants to appeal his case. It means he can refuse to testify against himself. I could totally see myself do that because I say a lot of stupid things. So I could totally see myself, you know, not, mess myself up. So I should probably take the Fifth. Our first vice president was who? Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, or John Adams? It was John Adams, because John Adams came in second. All right, and then the Bill of Rights. First 10 amendments. Good answer. All right. Danny Tarkanian joins us in a few minutes, running for congressional seat in my district. Can't wait to have him on. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Florence has made landfall. Hurricane Florence has made landfall near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. It hit at about 7:15 a.m. local time. Winds are now up to 80 miles an hour. They say 60 people had to be rescued from a collapsing hotel in Jacksonville, North Carolina earlier today. Rescue teams are now working to free those trapped in New Bern after a nearby Neuse River burst its banks. I guess Neuse River, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing it, is near the city, and it's recording more than 10 feet of inundation. This is being reported by Daily Mail and the National Hurricane Center. In Jacksonville, more than 60 people had to be rescued from a hotel as the building's structural integrity was threatened, and even before Florence hit land, there were huge storm surges reported along the coast of the Carolinas. Now, Florence was downgraded to a Category 1 by the time it hit land, but still, It's a Category 1 hurricane. That's still winds of 80-plus miles per hour. So the eye of Hurricane Florence smashed into North Carolina on Friday morning. 3 inches of rain falling every hour, 80-mile-per-hour winds, sparking an 11-foot storm surge. So as of, I believe, an hour ago, Florence was centered about 20 miles southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina, about 55 miles east-northeast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and is crawling west-southwest at 6 miles per hour. Danny, how we doing? Daniel. Okay, no worries. No worries. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to keep you guys posted on how you can help. Unfortunately, we don't have, while it's in the thick of the storm, we don't have a lot of, I guess, news on what's happening. It's very hard to get coverage right now. We found out that about 12,000 people have sought refuge in shelters in the state, and 475,000 homes and businesses were reported to be without power. Even children had to be pulled from a collapsing motel in Jacksonville. Again, this is one of these things where North Carolina hasn't seen a nasty storm since the 50s, and a lot of people didn't leave. They thought they could bunker down, or they thought their homes would cover it, or they would be flood-proof. The city did warn that people may need to move up to the second story, but told them to stay put as we are coming to get you. Apparently, 9,700 National Guard troops and civilians have been deployed. High-water vehicles, helicopters, and boats have been recruited. Some of these pictures are really, really startling, and you see these kids scared, and it's cold. And, you know, we talked about how what happened with Hurricane Harvey and Maria, a lot of sludge and toxic waste and pretty nasty bugs, unfortunately, come with this. We're worried about people getting, flesh-eating bacteria, a variety of different parasites. It's just not a healthy, safe time. People think, well, it's, you know, rainwater. So, it's washing things out. It doesn't clean trees and houses, and no, it collects the nasty stuff that was never supposed to be in your path. I'm looking at pictures of trees just completely demolishing houses. It's a bad storm, and it's a slow moving one. I believe it's only moving at about 10 miles an hour. So we'll keep you guys posted. And for those of you in the area, please be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, a Florida veteran, 93 years old, has survived a flesh-eating bacteria. He was just doing his daily walk on the beach, and he's making a strong recovery as he sustained a wound to his leg last month. And good for him. I mean, walking and being out there. Roy Haas is 93 years old. Apparently, he typically starts his day every morning at Delano Wiggins Pass State Park. He watches the sunrise. He says his prayers at Wiggins Pass. That's according to a Facebook post by Rob Stan, his close friend. And he is a World War II and Korean War Navy veteran. Unfortunately, he's had to use crutches. And a screw from one of his crutches left a small puncture wound on his left knee near the end of July. So he put a Band-Aid on it, continued with his morning swim in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, unfortunately, that caused him to have a little port of entry, and a nasty flesh-eating bacteria got in. Unfortunately, when it hit almost overnight. So apparently he has a Facebook post. Stan's Facebook post says, well, almost every night, things took a horrible turn. So Stan said that he got a call from a park ranger on August 2, reporting that Mr. Haas's friend had been found passed out on the beach, was being transported to a local hospital. So he spent the night at an ER, and the type of bacteria that he had, the flesh-eating bacteria, was known as Vibrio vulnificus. Now, we've talked about Vibrio vulnificus. I think it caused one man to lose his leg earlier this summer. And you get it, unfortunately, from dirty, I don't want to say dirty water, but from waterways, which, unfortunately, could also be a risk, as we're seeing what's happening with Hurricane Florence. So the doctor said what happened with Roy is he ended up going into septic shock. If he had laid there much longer, he might have died. Now, this Vibrio vulnificus causes something called vibriosis. And vibriosis causes an estimated 80,000 illnesses and 100 deaths in the U.S. each year. According to the CDC, in addition to exposing a wound to warm, they say warm sweater. I think they meant water. I got to tell you, when these news outlets use spell check, I think it does them in. Yeah, it says here, in addition to exposing a wound to warm sweater. Sorry about that. I'm not the one that typed the article. A wound to warm water. Patients may contract the infection by eating raw or undercooked seafood. So, you got to wash your hands. You have to really wash your hands if you're going to touch raw seafood. And you got to stay out of brackish or salt water, especially if you have open wounds. A Band-Aid does not provide waterproof protection. Now, it's very interesting because one of my listeners asked me about why swimming pools help heal wounds. It is interesting. I've known that. I've seen that where when you swim in a pool, like swimmers don't have as much acne. And a lot of people that swim in a pool, their wounds seem to hurry up. I would not recommend that. Again, any open wounds, stay out of the pool, please. One, I don't want you sharing what you have in your wound. And two, I don't want anything dirty in the pool getting into you. But my guess is the chlorine and some of the chemicals are an astringent. And the astringent, the astringent aspect of it dries out a lot of the, shall we say, a lot of the goo. And so when we swim, again, it's one of those things where it's like, as a doctor, I can't tell you to do that. Do not go swimming if you have open wounds. Very bad, but people will say their acne gets better and, you know, it could be the chemicals. I'm of the mind we need to avoid as many chemicals as possible. That's just me. So anyway, Stan says Roy's leg is getting better every day. Flesh-eating bacteria is not a joke. By the way, you know, if a lot of you wonder why we doctors, you know what's bad and what isn't, remember, we're not rocket scientists. The average doctor is not a neurophysicist. I mean, do I act like a neurophysicist to you? No. I don't know my head from my retroperitoneum on most days. But if you hear of a bacteria called Vibrio vulnificus, doesn't that sound bad with all the V's? Yeah, well, that sounds bad to me. So that's how we do it. We put real nasty letters that sound vicious by the bacteria. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Oh, joining us is we have Danny Tarkanian. Danny Tarkanian is running for Congressional Seat 3 in Nevada, and he is one of my favorite people on this earth. Danny, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dahlia. I appreciate being one of your favorite people, even though I'm late on your call, and I apologize. I misread my calendar.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to be coming up on a little break, but at least we get to start talking. We were just previously talking about Constitution Day, and you are a huge, huge advocate of the Constitution, and I want to thank you for that.
God, most Americans should be. It's the greatest document ever written. It's the best. It's formed the best government that the world's ever seen. Everybody should be very supportive of the Constitution and should understand it.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break how, you know, people are concerned that there may be a blue wave this midterms versus a red wave. Personally, I'm not worried. I think that the country's been going in a great direction and we have people like you running. I'm not worried at all. What do you think?
Well, I think that we're going to have a very, very competitive race. There's a lot of people out there that don't like President Trump personally. I think they take the words that he says and it gets them riled up. But there's so many others that look at his policies and the effect it's had on our country. The economy is in the greatest spot it's been in my lifetime. And we're getting people around the world to start respecting us again. And
so, Danny, sit tight. We're going to have you come back. Just stay right there. We're going to talk about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pillow. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds. You can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least five people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. It's sad, something like that happened to a neighbor.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's coming from the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just something.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel, who's working the dials. Boy, a lot of D's. So we have Danny Tarkanian with us, Tarkanian for Congress at DannyTarkanian.com. Danny, thank you again for staying on the line. We were talking about the, I'm thinking we're going to have a red wave because, people are pretty happy with the way the country's been going.
Yeah, there's a lot. It just depends who you talk to. You know, I try not to get caught up just feeling that the movement is based upon the people that I'm closest with, and you, because there's others that feel differently. It was the same with Barack Obama. The people I hung around with did not feel he was a very good president, and then you see others that are just, you know, off the charts with him.
Mm-hmm.
The facts are this. We have the greatest economy going right now that we've had, at least since Ronald Reagan, and probably even before that. It's been in only 18 months of what President Trump has done, and we're already seeing GDP growth in the 4%, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We can go on and on. I love the things that he's doing overseas. He's making the NATO members pay their fair share of the military costs. Who doesn't believe that that should happen? Why should the United States be paying the military costs of all these other countries? I'm a big believer that we need to take care of Americans first, American workers first. President Trump's doing that with the tariffs. So when you look at what's happening to what affects us, our pocketbook and our security, you got to love what President Trump's doing. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like the way he talks. He's a brash guy. He attacks people that attack him, and some people don't like that, and it turns them off, and they're going to vote against him. And I have some people that I'm close with that have said they won't vote for me because of the way President Trump talks. And I said, well, I look at what's happening to our country and the results. That's what I care about most. And I believe that most of the people that go to the polls in November, when it gets down to it, that's what they're going to do.
Exactly. And, you know, your endorsement by Donald Trump, to me, doesn't mean that you have the same verbiage and vernacular as he, right? You know, and it doesn't mean you tweet the same. It means that, one, he thinks you're a fantastic candidate. He thinks you are going to help America progress and stay strong. And it also means he endorses your individuality and what you can bring to Congress. I mean, I've known you and your family for years, and the way you are with children and how you want to support education, and your ideas are phenomenal, and I wish most of Congress would think the way you do.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think what the support President Trump did with that endorsement, also my support for him, is more about I believe strongly in his America First policies. And you take away the political rhetoric. Who doesn't believe that we should take care of the people that are living here in our country first before we go overseas and start helping the rest of the world? Or who doesn't believe that we should take care of our veterans who have fought in the wars and give them everything they need medically and job training and so forth before we spend another penny overseas fighting a war we shouldn't be in? You know, those are the things I believe in and I'll fight for. You mentioned education. I think that's one of the most important issues out there in my district and in Clark County, because our school system is having such a difficult time performing. And it's a clear difference between my opponent and I, and I'd like to talk about that for a second if we have
the
time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the opponent I'm running against has been a big supporter of these new programs that they're putting into the public school system. They like these new test programs or trial programs, and they think, hey, if we put more money into this group of kids, we can help them do this or that. And what they do is they're taking money from the teachers in the classrooms and the assistants in the classrooms. I'm a big believer that if you want to get the best education for our kids, have the best people teaching, pay them a salary that they're going to be happy with and they're going to come and work
right
for you, give them the ability to be innovative and creative in the way they teach their children, put the resources in the classroom. And then the other thing that we've seen in our economy, which is the greatest in the history of society, is that when you create more competition, you always get a better product at a lower cost. So school choice is, I think, an absolute necessity. School choice would allow parents to decide how their tax dollars are going to be used to pay for the education of their children. Who's against that? Is our tax dollars, shouldn't we be able to use it for what we think is the best situation for our children educationally? And I believe if we do that, it's not only going to make the private sector schools better, but it's going to force a public school system to compete and get better itself. And I think it's a win-win for everybody.
We're talking to Danny Tarkanian. DannyTarkanian.com is his website, and I love how he delineates this. I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life. And I'm pro-life to the fact where I think parents have the right to choose, like, their education. I agree with what you wrote here, where, you know, you're amazed at some of the hypocrisy that's out there, where, you know, we as parents, you know, one is I want to protect the life of the baby, and two, I'd like to choose where my kid goes to school. I'd like to choose what, you know, what programs that my child has access to. I found that fascinating, what you wrote on your website.
You know, Dahlia, we all do, don't we? I mean, any listener out there that doesn't feel that they should have the right to determine the best education for their kids. My opponent spends $75,000 per year to send her child to a boarding school out of state because she thinks that's in the best interest of the education for her child. Mm-hmm. She sent her kids to a private school when they were younger. She's had the ability to pay for that. How about the people that don't have the ability to pay $75,000 to send their kid to a boarding school or for the medals tuition here in Southern Nevada? They're stuck in the public school system because we don't give them from that choice. It's not fair just for the wealthy and the privileged to be able to take advantage of school choice. It should be everybody has that that opportunity.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, me being a doctor, I've always been in alignment with, you know, how you feel about health care. And you have, you know, Danny, you have what we call the chutzpah, the guts that we need. I mean, you are unequivocally in support of the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. How can you get Congress to act? I'm really shocked at the stalling that happened, and I'm frustrated by that.
Well, there's two things to that. First of all, there wasn't too many votes away from getting it repealed, and I think we got a great chance on this next legislative mm-hmm. session. The problem with the Affordable Care Act is it's unaffordable for everybody who pays for their own insurance. Mm-hmm. People that are getting federal subsidies to pay for their health insurance, they love Obamacare because the government's paying for their health insurance, but it's the hardworking middle-class Americans. My family is a perfect example. We paid $480 a month for our health care before Obamacare. Now mm-hmm. we're paying $1,840. We had a $1,000 deductible. Now it's $5,000. We had $25 copay. Now it's $150 for a specialist. We're getting, I mean, it just killed by the increase in those costs, and it's not fair to the people that are paying itself. So what do you do? I mean, we need to repeal it. I think we're going to get it done this next legislative session. The answer to me is, again, going back to what's made our economy so great, and we have to create more competition with the products out there and have the people that are purchasing that products know what the cost is or what they're getting and let them pick and choose. That's what's made our economy so great. Why don't we do that in the medical field? The Obamacare has basically eliminated competition. There's only two health insurance providers here in Clark County and only one in 14 counties in Nevada, so there's no competition. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the competition. And then you look at the services, the medical services that have not risen dramatically, like the LASIK surgery and the plastic surgery. It's because they identify what the cost is for these type of procedures, and the doctor can then you get to pick and choose. Do you want to spend that much for this doctor? Can you go to another doctor and do this or that? How many people do that with their health insurance if when they're trying to determine what type of services they're going to have outside of those two areas?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, one thing also that I find that is kind of fascinating is you and I, we live in Nevada. We've been in Nevada forever. I got here in the early 80s. And, you know, representing Nevada in Congress, you're not only representing metropolis, but also rural. And so I think your views on healthcare definitely can resonate throughout the country because you kind of know what Nevadans need, and Danny, we're going to be coming up on another break. Do you have a few more minutes to stay on? Because I want to talk more about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just, you know, with Nevada having, you know, big, you know, huge cities of millions of people, but then also rural, you know, the way to tackle healthcare and the way to get healthcare through, I agree. We have to promote competition. We need more, we need more sets. That's what we need. Not a big nasty bill. Don't go away, Danny. We'll be right back. And guys, we'll be right back. 1-877 Scott Sally.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what?
I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I don't know why we're singing a song about California. They actually need to get their acts together when it comes to politics. But we are back. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show with Danny Tarkanian. DannyTarkanian.com. You got to check out his website. Danny, I think you remember this story that where somebody broke into my house. You and I both live in Nevada. And Las Vegas has, you know, its challenges with crime. And somebody broke into my house. And I grabbed the shotgun. I cocked the shotgun. I stood in front of my kids' rooms, guarding the room. And I yelled at him to get the heck out. And I was going to fire a warning shot. And I was so grateful that I live in a country where I could protect my kids. Where are we with the Second Amendment and defending it?
Well, the side that's on the liberal side, the Democrat side. They want to take away law-abiding citizens' rights to bear arms and protect themselves at the expense of new laws that the criminals will continue to break, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. If you're going to pass new laws, the only people that are going to follow them are the people that are,
right.
Like you just mentioned, going to protect themselves. The ones that want to commit the crimes are going to and shoot you or break into your home or commit a crime. They're going to break the gun laws. Why wouldn't they?
You know, and I like what you have. You have the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. We've seen these cases where you know, upstanding citizens or off-duty cops or veterans are the ones that, you know, stop the shooting because they're the ones that, you know, cock the gun and let the bad guy know that they're there. It's a challenge. It really is.
And everybody should have that right. You shouldn't deny that right to anybody. Some people feel more comfortable with a gun than others, and I think that's their individual right. Some people don't want to have that ability, and they can have that right. But for those that do, it's not only right. It's not a constitutional to take that right away from them.
You know, Danny, you have four beautiful kids, beautiful wife, Amy. You are, you know, you're a family man. You're a good guy. And, you know, on a personal note, it's got to be hard, putting yourself out there like this for politics and for the country. And, you know, what made you decide? Where did this passion come from to help, you know, make America better?
Well, growing up, I was just idolized, or I wanted to emulate what the two great senators from Nevada did, and that was Senator Paul Laxalt, who was a Republican, and mm-hmm. Senator Richard Bryan, a Democrat. They were true statesmen. You had great respect for them. You knew whatever they told you they were going to go back and do. And I thought this was a great way to make a major impact with your life. Everybody has different things that motivate them. Some people want to be in the glory. Some want to be an athletic. Some want to have the most money. I think when it's all over and done and they're laying you in the ground, the thing that makes them most difference is the impact you've had on other people's lives, and in public service you can do that, and that's been my inspiration. But if you like, I'd like to touch a little bit when you start talking about how it affects families. When I first decided to run for office, I was speaking with at that time Attorney General Brian Sandoval, who's now our governor, and he told me the hardest thing he had was when his kids got to be a certain age and they could understand these horrendous personal attack ads that are always not true, when their kids can understand them and how it affects them. For many years, first of all, I've had over $14 million in these character assassination ads that aren't true thrown against me in the last 6 years. But fortunately for me, up until the last election, my kids didn't know what was going on. Now they're seeing these ads on Facebook. They're seeing them on YouTube and all these other things, and it has a huge effect on them. So it runs people off that are really good people that want to run for office. When we allow people to make up lies and smear someone's character with no basis at all you do is you make us have less quality people representing us because they have to face these things with their kids.
Exactly. And your family is strong, and you're strong, and bless you for everything you've done. Also, I love that you're, you know, a man in a family of faith. I think it really kind of helps you, especially through the difficult times. And you guys have definitely weathered some storms with this. And I endorse you. I know you are the bomb. You are the bomb. And I can't think of a better family and a better person in you, Danny. So thank you for running.
Well, thank you. And I think what you mentioned there is the reason why I can handle a lot of the stuff they say about me and some of these tough losses I've had in races. People's priorities get mixed up, and they look at the thing most in front of them that they want to succeed in, and if it doesn't, it just crushes them. The way I look at it is I am so blessed. I got, as you mentioned, not only a beautiful wife, she's very intelligent, engaging. I have great children. They're all healthy. I'm able to provide for them. I don't, the best that we can, which is good enough. What else is most important in life? There is nothing more important than that. And then whatever else you have in life is a bonus. So, you know, hopefully we win this race and I can go back to D.C. and make a difference like Senator Laxalt and Senator Bryan. If I don't, I still have my beautiful, wonderful wife, my kids, our health, our financial security. I've been very blessed.
You have been, absolutely. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Danny Tarkanian. DannyTarkanian.com is his website. Now, one thing I'm sure you're aware of, so I have a lot of family, and I'm always in multiple different states speaking, and a lot of people have a very bitter image of Nevadans because of Senator Harry Reid. Senator Harry Reid, and bless him. Again, I know he's on the other side of the aisle, but, you know, he's a human being, but boy, some people really hated him, and they believe that's representative of Nevada. I mean, do you think you have a lot of work cut out for you, you know, representing Nevada now after his, you know, trailblazing?
Look, we've got some really good people in public service here in Nevada that represent us well. Senator Reid had a different attitude towards public service than I have, but he was very, very successful at it. But I wouldn't want that kind of success. His whole political philosophy was to burn and destroy, conquer and destroy. And it was represented by that comment he made about, at that time, candidate Romney and his tax return, saying he didn't pay his taxes. And when they found out that Romney had, they asked Harry Reid about it. How could you make that statement? Romney paid those taxes. And Harry Reid's response was, well, he lost, and we so worked. I mean, what kind of person is proud of that? My dad used to say, the most important thing in being life is honest and true to yourself. And if you are, you look in the mirror, even if you've lost, you can be proud of what you're looking at. But if you had a great success and you did it to lie and deceive people, how do you look at your mirror and be proud of yourself? And I really try to live by that philosophy.
Exactly. And amen, may your father rest in peace. A great man. So I think because of things that happened with Harry Reid and others, you're a proponent for term limits. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, it's just common sense tells you, look at you. The biggest problem we have in politics right now is the money that goes into races, primarily to people that have voted on their bills, or they have influence with legislators that have voted on their bills. So we have term limits for every office in Nevada and for the president. So the only people that don't have term limits in Nevada are congressmen and senators. Why would we want that?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at an example. Why is it that the approval rating for congressmen and senators are in the low teens across the board, but they keep getting reelected? 90% of them get reelected. It's because they have the money that they can then use to lie about their opponents, and people believe in that, and they reelect them. Is that the best political process we want? Is that what we really want from our politicians? I think everybody should be on a level playing field. Go out there, talk about the issues, persuade the voters why you are the best person to be elected because of what you'll do in office, not based upon the money that has permeated through the political system.
Amen, amen. So, Danny, how can people find you and help support your campaign?
They can go to our website, which is my first and last name. That's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, and then Tarkanian, TARKANIAN.com. We've got a lot of volunteers helping us. We have a lot of fun here, too. I mean, we have some great events. We'd love to have you volunteer. If you would like to make a contribution, you go to the same website. This is the most important race in the entire country, and I don't say that just because I'm in it. It very well may determine the control of Congress, and it very well may determine the control of the Senate, because Dean Heller cannot win Nevada if he doesn't win CD3 by a substantial amount.
Exactly.
And it even will determine who controls the governor's race. Adam Laxalt will not win the governor's race if he doesn't win CD3 by a significant amount. So a lot is riding on this for us here in Nevada and across the country, and I hope that you go join us and help us to be victorious.
Thank you, Danny Tarkanian. You rock. Can't wait to have you back. God bless. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll talk more about Hurricane Florence, 1-877.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.